B-Pod Studios.
Korea.
WBQT. WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Oh, Chadwick. Tough day yesterday if you were trying to make a vaccination appointment, a delay in vaccine delivery, and a hip-hop pioneer has died. Melissa has the juice coming up.
If what they're saying about Kanye West is true, he's about to record the greatest album the world has ever heard.
Leroy has your sports.
And if you're a music artist looking for more exposure, do I have some news for you?
But first, lots of frustration yesterday as the COVID-19 vaccination website crashed earlier in the day. The crash happened as more than 70,000 appointments opened up at 8 a.m. for about 1 million more people who became eligible in phase two, step two of the rollout. Now, at this time, 60,000 appointments were booked for the week, and there are now no available times for mass sites in Fenway, Foxborough, Danvers, Natick, Dartmouth, and Springfield. A small number of appointments will be posted over the next several days for pharmacies and other regional sites. This is frustrating, yesterday I was telling somebody, I'm like, this feels like the Hunger Games. My God. Meanwhile, according to the COVID-19 Command Center, because of a delay of vaccine doses in an anticipated shipment, part of the doses will not come until Monday. Governor Baker and health officials will redirect some of the allotment from local sites and hospitals to mass vaccination sites. The state is asking people with appointments to go to them unless a provider notifies them about a change. And a member of the pioneering hip-hop group, the Fat Boys, has died.
The Puerto Rican one, damn it.
The group's manager confirmed that Prince Marky D has died. No cause of death has been given. He was still active in the music world, hosting a radio show. Prince Marky D was 52 years old.
Yes. R.I.P. The Fat Boys. Damn. It was just three fat guys who loved rapping about how much they like to eat. And they made a movie about three fat guys who took care of old people.
That's great.
Oh, man. Legendary. Here's Melissa with the juice.
Bad news for Sex and the City fans, more specifically fans of Mr. Big. Looks like Chris Noth, the actor who plays Big, will not be in the upcoming Sex and the City reboot. Big and Carrie, played by Sarah Jessica Parker, of course, shut up, were married in the first movie, but in the sequel went through some typical marriage problems, ultimately deciding to make their marriage work. But it looks like that may have been short-lived, as we will not see Big, and the rumor is because Carrie will once again be living the single life. And side note, Miranda's husband, Steve, played by David Eigenberg, he will also not be in the reboot, although word is he's still negotiating, so that might change. I know Romero. Maybe you'll watch it then.
Yeah, we need Steve because, like, he was
The best.
He was, oh my God, he was so good that the thing happened to him.
Yeah, Steve, the accountant. That's right.
I don't think he was an accountant. He was,
I got you.
I was like, huh?
Yeah.
How did you know that?
I could tell. Melissa,
so what does he do?
I'm a professional liar.
Yeah, Melissa, what does he do?
What does he do? Well, yes.
I forget what he did for work, but I know he cheated on his wife.
Oh, my God.
Boom.
You did it.
Am I right? Am I right?
You did.
I mean, come on. Wow. What a tough one that was to guess.
Listen, they either cheated on their wife or they had an experience with a woman. That's pretty much what that show was about.
I didn't get better at my trying to catch someone alive.
Yeah.
The 10-episode series called And Just Like That will stream on HBO Max. No word on a release date. Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian just made their relationship Instagram official, and already they got at least one hater. Travis's ex-wife, Shayna Mokler. Now, one of Shayna's fans commented on her Instagram post this week, writing, "That broad don't got nothing on you. Travis downgraded big time," and of course, Shayna liked it. Shayna and Travis were married for 4 years back in 2004, and they have two kids together.
That's a good friend. Just blatantly lying like that.
No. How can you consider any Kardashian a downgrade? I'm sorry.
I mean, eventually it's going to come back to bite him in the ass. Every guy who gets with a Kardashian goes
haywire. I mean, if you're thinking monetarily, they're all millionaires. So it's like, okay. You know what I mean? And we all know Kanye West makes some of his best music when he's going through something, which is why, if this is true, we're about to get some of his best music yet. Now, we all know Kim and Kanye are separated. They're living in different places, but sources close to Kanye say he is in a deep depression and not handling the breakup well at all. He could also be in denial, seeing as how he's been seen in public lately wearing his wedding ring. Another source says their divorce is imminent, so I would say get ready for Kanye's next college dropout in the next few months.
I'm going Kanye crazy.
Yes.
Oh my God.
He makes such good music when he's crazy.
He really does. I can't wait. Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, the Bruins lost to the Devils 3-2. Celtics GM Danny Ainge admitted that the Celtics are not a championship team and that it's his fault. The NBA All-Star starters were named, and neither Jason Tatum nor Jaylen Brown made it, but they are going to be reserves. And hip-hop may never be the same. LeBron James said he wants to make a rap album.
LeBron James.
Hold on to that, because I got something with that LeBron James sound clip. Anyways, he tweeted, "My love for music is insane. I think I'm going to do an album. Oh, no, I won't be rapping or anything like that. I'm not crazy. I know what I'm great at. But I tell you one thing I do have. So many friends that can. Thinking out loud." Okay. Now, I know with that LeBron James, the little kid LeBron James, everybody knows that. LeBron, if you're out there, if there's people that can contact him, he has to use that as his signature sound. If you can't hear it, here's an example. Oh.
LeBron.
That works, right? That works.
I hope he gets like real rappers and stuff.
Every
though.
Song.
Not like just the NBA guys who think they can rap.
Yes. Anyways, matter of fact, can you hit that one more time and I'll finish out with that, please? Oh, man. LeBron James.
LeBron James.
All right. Celtics Hawks tonight at 7:30. And then there's a big game Sunday. Bruins Flyers at 2 outdoors at Lake Tahoe in Nevada. And all I want to say is, you know, hopefully they can spice things up in the future and bring it back home. We've had it at Fenway. We've had it at Gillette. How about the Frog Pond? Anybody? Maybe the rooftop of a building here in Boston?
The rooftop of a building?
Yes.
They'll check themselves off the building.
That makes it more spicy. That's all I'm saying.
I don't like that idea.
And that's your sports.
All right. Today's good news. Ryan Sibley lives in Texas, and he nearly died in a car accident last March. And because of that, he can't lift more than 20 pounds on his left arm and can't walk for more than 2 hours a day. But he can drive a truck. He's using his trucks and the second chance at life that he was given to help others. When he saw people stuck on the roads during the snowstorm, he used his truck to help rescue people who were stranded. Ryan said he just put himself in their shoes and had to help. He rescued about 98 cars on Monday and another 47 on Tuesday, all without asking for anything in return. I love that. Now, if you want even more good news, go to hot969boston.com/good. Subscribe to my It's All Good News newsletter. It'll come out every Sunday to start your week off with some positive feel-good stories. That's your good news. And
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.